privilege and the pleasure to be able to stand before you, or should I say sit before you.
That's all right.
I'm strictly old school, if you haven't guessed that by now. And I'm just praying that this technology will do justice to the word, not to me, but to the word of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We find that, as that songwriter says, we are living, we are dwelling in a grand and awful time. So much so that we find individuals are crying out like Paul Lawrence Dunbar, a crust of bread and the corners of sleep in. Hmm. A moment to smile, but an hour to weep in. But there's a pint of joy to a peck of trouble. Hmm. And the moans come double. That is life. The world seems to have turned upside down. When I was working on a job at the plant back in the day, some 50 years ago, better now, invariably, as we were either in the locker room or wherever we met, lunch room, you would hear the phrase, "What's happening? What's going on?" That's how the soul brothers greeted each other. But we find today that the world is asking that question. The psychologists are asking, what happened? What's happening? What's going on?
Right.
So much so that many find themselves echoing the words of the philosopher Schopenhauer. That life is an endless pain with a painful end.
Have mercy.
Suicide seems to be and matter used as a matter of escape.
Have mercy.
But in the midst of all of this chaos and confusion that's taking place in this world around us, we need to recognize there's a God up above.
That's right.
Who's looking down on us with love. That he is the answer of our questions.
Yes.
And so I'm asking that you would think with me from the subject, so close, but yet so far away.
Have mercy.
We'd like for you to think with me from this text that is found in the book of Mark, the 7th chapter and the 6th verse. We find these words, and he said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites. As it is written, the people honors me with their lips, but their hearts is far from me." Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come in your divine presence once again to thank you for the great love that you've shown toward us.
Yes.
We pray, dear Lord, that you would take lips of clay, that you would just allow me to pantomime while you speak. Words that will inspire hearts to higher heights in spirituality. Words that would uplift the bowed down head. Words that would draw us closer to one another and even closer to you. Please, we'll be careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
These words, to give you a bit of a backdrop, these words spoken by Jesus is found over in the, also in the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, the 13th verse. It says, yes. And the Lord said, because this people draw near to thee with their mouth, to me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me, and they fear me, their fear of me is a commandment taught by men. God has sent warning, the prophet Isaiah, to warn the children of Israel that they had backslidden, they had turned away from God, and they were disregarding the commandments of God in idolatry. And the Assyrians and the Babylonians had already taken control of the northern kingdom. So a warning was sent to the southern kingdom that if they did not turn from their wicked ways and confess their sins and forsake their sins, that right. they would also go into captivity and into bondage. Now, God always gives us a warning.
That's right.
And I feel that what's happening, the answer to the question as to what's happening with all the chaos and confusion that's going on around us, God has given us a warning, individually and collectively.
That's all right.
That we take an inventory of our lives. That we would alter our ways. That we would examine ourselves and turn to God. We need to recognize that the answer does not lie with man. God and God alone has the answer. And so today, God is saying to us, it's no time for fake joking. It's no time for us playing games. He expects his people to live up to the divine mandate. He expects us as a people to do what God has commanded us to do. But as we look back and see what Judah did, they went about trying to form a coalition with the Egyptians and the Assyrians. You know, we today have changed definitions. When you talk about following truth, that's what is truth. definition is truth is whatever you want it to be. Your truth and my truth is different from each other. No. But God's truth in his word, we are told, John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The word of God stands alone as truth. The word of God has no such thing. We are to follow the express. Thus saith the Lord. That's our own safety. It's to do what the word says do. Not follow the commandments of men. Are those who concern themselves with what the world or what somebody expect us to do. Well, you better find out what God expects and do whatever God expects us to do. Now, if we are following truth, the truth many times hurts. And so there is this desire to escape the pain and the penalty, the suffering that's involved with it.
Come on now.
So we can play our games and give a tacit acknowledgement of truth as if by our words that we can soothe over a matter as if we are fooling God. As an expression that say you can fool all of the people some of the time. Some of the people all of the time. But we can't fool God anytime. So rather than follow what God would have them to do, accept and acknowledge the mistakes, the faults that they had, confess, and then get in line with a thus saith the Lord. What did they do? They sought an alliance with the Assyrians and the Egyptians. And as a result, God still was being merciful and showing mercy.
Yes. Yes, he was.
And so he allowed them to continue on in spite of their undeserving and rebellious actions for a while. But it didn't take long because God doesn't deal with us as man deals with us.
That's right.
It's long in comparison to the lifespan of man. But God is eternal. But because they continued to do contrary and go contrary to God, neither the Assyrians or the Egyptians overthrew them and took them into bondage. Instead, Babylon came on the scene. Nebuchadnezzar took over
the kingdom. Yes.
We shall not escape if we neglect so great a salvation. So my admonition to you, brothers and sisters, as well as myself, in this time of chaos and confusion where no one has the answers, and yet they will pretend that they do.
Have mercy.
We got to recognize it's only his grace and his mercy that has kept us this far. And only his grace and mercy will deliver us from all of this chaos and confusion.
Have mercy.
You don't have to worry about what's happening. You don't need to worry about what's going on.
That's right.
We need to concern ourselves with our own soul salvation. God wants to restore us. Isaiah goes on to tell us Jesus is coming back then to let them know Jesus was coming for a dual purpose.
Mm-hmm.
To restore the divine image in us and to bless us. That's God's, that's Jesus' purpose.
That's right.
To restore the divine image in us. In order to do that, you and I must submit to his will and to bless us. Though undeserving we may be,
yes,
to bless us and make us a blessing to those who are around us.
That's right.
It may be that God will use us in order to deliver some brother or some sister.
Mm-hmm.
We all descend. God recognizes a whole lot being talked about race. God recognizes but one race, and that is the human race.
Human race. That's right.
I don't care how far you go back in your ancestry. You're going to go back to Adam and Eve. We all are descendants of Adam and Eve.
Make it plain.
So there's no need us harboring feelings and going around being obnoxious and burning someone's house down and this kind of thing. We need to focus upon ourselves, and when God goes to use, attempts to use us with others, we should always do it with love and forgiveness.
Yes.
So close.
Yes.
But yet so far away.
Yes, yes, have mercy.
We need to recognize and realize that the answer does not lie in man. God wants us to turn to him. So many times we make the mistake of deciding that we know what's best.
Yes.
We have our ideas as to how and what should take place. No, no, no. God's way is the best way.
Yes, it is.
God's way is the right way.
Have mercy.
God's way is the only way.
Make a plan, preacher.
So we find that Jesus is speaking to the scribes and Pharisees.
Yes.
His strongest rebuke. He referred to the actions that they were taking and the things that they were placing emphasis upon were nothing but the commandments of men.
Have mercy.
So he says, you're doing it in vain. In vain do you worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.
Yes,
and
yes.
Disregarding what the Lord has said. God wants us to hold on to his word, get a closer and better relationship with him, and allow him to make changes in our character. The necessary character. The only thing that you and I are going to take out of this sin cursed world are the characters that we develop under the unction and power of the Holy Spirit. Notice what this says in the book of Titus, the first chapter and the 16th verse. They profess to know God, but they deny him by their works. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work. Also in the book of Ezekiel, we find these words, the 33rd chapter and the 31st verse. And they come to you as people come, and they sit before you as my people, and they hear what you say, but they will not do it. For with lustful talk in their mouths they act. Their hearts is set on their gain. Notice what he says. We coined some phrases too. Oh, it's not about us, it's about God.
That's right.
We need to check our actions. Are we acting in God's behalf based upon his word? Are we acting on what benefits us the most?
Come on, preacher. Make a plan.
The book of Matthews, Jesus' stunning rebuke. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy to you when he said, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Notice what it says in the book of Matthew, the 23rd chapter, 13 and 15 verse through 15.
Yeah.
But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the kingdom of heaven in people's face. For you neither enter yourselves nor allow those who would enter to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. For you travel across sea and land to make a single proselyte. And when he becomes a proselyte, you make him twice as much a child of hell as yourselves.
My mercy.
God is allowing us a tight chance in the midst of all the chaos and confusion that's going on around us to search, in the words of the songwriter, let the spotlight fall on me. And if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me, because I want to be right and I want to be whole.
Yes, Lord.
2 Timothy 3:5 puts it this way. Having the appearance of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
And mercy.
Avoid such people. James, the 2nd chapter, verses 14 through 17 says, what good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith, but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to him, go in peace, be warm and be filled, without giving him the things that he needs for the body. We got individuals find themselves in soup line.
Have mercy.
The new poor. And yet we have governmental officials who are sitting there playing games with the lives of people.
Have mercy.
Fattening their pockets. Billionaires have profited an average of $765 million since this pandemic has started. And yet we find folk in line went into the store the other day, and there were some individuals standing out there giving away lunches. And there was another line that was lined up for that. And in the midst of plenty, those folk that we elect to represent us, they're throwing stuff into the fields and turning it over rather than give it to people. And in the midst of that, there were 33 people in Congress who own big farms.
And mercy.
Husband and wives got $250,000 stimulus. Gentleman had a farm with 100 acres. Been in his family for over 100 years. Was brought to tears because he felt he was going to lose it. He wound up with $25,000. Those individuals that got the $250,000 didn't produce anything.
Have mercy.
Old friends of mine, the answer does not lie within man.
That's right.
The answer lies within Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Whatever state we find ourselves in, remember that the devil desired for our bad, but God intended for our good.
Have mercy. Yes, sir.
Because where there is no pain, there is no gain. There's a tendency for us to rely and want to draw back from the difficulties of life.
Preach.
And we have that tendency to go astray when things are easy. We forget to thank God for the blessings of life while things are going good. We don't have time to attend that prayer meeting.
Have mercy.
We don't have time to go and help somebody.
Have mercy.
God has given us time. A time to draw closer to one another and even closer to him. So I think back on the experience of Moses as he went up into the mountain to meet with his maker. You say, Lord, let me see you. The Lord told him, you can't but see my face and live.
Right.
Put him in the clefts of a rock and put his hand before him so he could just see his hind part.
That's right.
After meeting with his maker, Moses came down out of the mountain. The record says that Moses' face was lit up.
That's right.
With the Shekinah glory of God. We're talking about so close, but yet so far away.
Come on now.
The people could not stand to look upon his presence. So they said, cover your face, Moses. So close, but yet so far away. You and I must be just like Moses. We must get so close to God that God literally rubs off on us. Won't be a guessing game as to who we are, where we are.
That's right.
Where we stand. Because we are reflecting our character in our works and in our deeds. They will coincide. We're Preach. Not saying one thing and doing something different.
Preach.
Gotta be so close to God that he rubs off on us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be so close to God in the way we walk, the way we talk,
mm-hmm.
the way we dress.
Yes, sir.
The way we live, the way we eat, there won't be a dichotomy there because we will reflect the glory of God.
Make a plan, preacher.
The character of Jesus Christ. So, my friends, today, I challenge you. Be not like the scribes and Pharisees.
That's right.
Stand in behalf of our Creator. Tell somebody about Jesus. Show somebody about Jesus.
That's right.
You know, we think that we got to get a bunch of Bible studies and go out and give them. No. They would rather see a sermon.
Come on, preach it.
Than they hear one. Trust me, if you live the life, they will ask you questions.
That's right.
As to why you doing what you do. And that gives you an opportunity. Our senses will be keen because the Holy Spirit will bring individuals or see to it that we have contact with individuals.
Come on now.
That we'll have that opportunity to witness for them or to them.
Yes.
Let us do it with all the love, all of the forgiveness that we can muster. To be an example of the believers in word and thought, action and deed.
Yes, sir.
And one day, the promise will be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
This gospel of the kingdom, the everlasting gospel. Not just the Ten Commandments.
Come on, Doc.
Huh? Not just the Sabbath.
That's right.
Notice what those priests did. They were so engrossed in keeping the Sabbath.
Come on.
That they concocted a scheme, lied upon Jesus, and saw to it that he was whipped, hang on a cruel cross.
Have mercy.
And then had the audacity to say, get him down off the cross before the sun set.
Have mercy.
So we can keep the Sabbath. So close, but yet so far.
Preach.
May we not be guilty of any of these things. My prayer is that we have faith in God. Keep ever in mind, my friends, have faith in God. Fast fades the setting sun. Have faith in God. Your day and my day is nearly done. Have faith in God until the crown is.
Come on, preacher.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you.
Yes.
Give you peace that passes understanding.
Yes.
Give you the opportunity to witness, to encourage some soul that Jesus is soon to come.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yes, we need to be voting. We need to be marching. We need to do a lot of things, but the most important thing is to be an example of the believer.
Come on, preacher.
Word, thought, action, and deed. May we hear the words from his lips. Well done.
Good and faithful servant. Yes, Lord.
Good and faithful service. You've been faithful in a few things.
That's right.
Now I'm going to make you ruler of men. May this be our happy lot. In Jesus' name. Father in heaven, we do thank you for giving us another chance to get our lives in harmony with your will. We recognize, dear Lord, you can do anything but fail. But help us not to be so close with our speaking to you in your well-polished language, trying to influence somebody that we are more than what we are.
Have mercy.
Lord, help us to glorify your name, to yield our lives wholly and totally unto you.
Yes.
So, Lord, when you come, we are part of, be a part of that blood-washed army that shall be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.